is this?
Hi.
Hello.
I have a really bad echo.
Okay, how can I help you?
Is this the restaurant?
Yes, how can I help you?
Oh, yeah. I just placed an order, and the delivery boy came here. I have a friend over. She's a little different, you know? And she answered the door, and she had a shirt on that said, Auntie Bush, and then he said, you lesbian, I'm not serving you the food. Go starve. You should starve. He said, you know what? You're a vegetarian anyway.
The driver said that?
The delivery boy said it. So she's here. She's crying now. I don't know what to do for her. Who is that boy? He's not nice. What is he, a Republican?
Yeah, he's got to be a Republican then. He's got to be, hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, what did the driver look like, honey?
Good brown hair, you know, I don't know, regular.
Yes, brown eyes.
Brown eyes, regular guy. She's very upset here, what he said to her.
Tall guy, very tall?
Not too tall, you know, maybe 6 foot,
I don't know. No, he was tall.
Yeah,
he was tall?
Yeah.
I don't got nobody that looks like that over here.
Nobody?
He was like, don't starve, you liberal bastard.
And you should have starved then. I don't know what to tell you then. I can't help
But we're hungry.
You're hungry?
He said that you make Republican pizza pies there.
We make Republican pizza pies here. That's right. That is correct. We're Republicans here.
Can I order a Republican pizza pie?
You're not a Republican. I can't help you. You're a Democrat.
So I can't order a Republican pizza pie?
No, I can't help you then. You can't switch sides. If you're on one side, you can't switch to the other side.
What if I'm...
That's what he said. That's what he said. He's like, you're a lesbian. You guys are never going to be straight. You're lesbian.
Well, lesbians are not bad in this world. We need lesbians. Lesbians are gays. Hold on 1 sec.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
We wanted... He said that you order a Republican pizza pie. I could order one.
You want to order a pizza pie?
Yeah, that'll have bombs all over it and weapons of mass destruction, and then when it comes, they won't be there.
Interesting. And why would you say that we would put bombs on it?
Because it's a Republican pizza pie. So you'll say, yeah, we'll give it, you know, they're there, they're going to be
actually,
on the...
Actually, we're an independence party. Have you ever heard of John Sharon Oswald?
I have not. I have not. Should we vote for him? Is he doing good things?
Excuse me?
Is he doing good things?
As a matter of fact, he is.
What's his name?
John Oswald. Sharon John Oswald. He has a female name.
Then I'm voting for him.
Please, Mama, can't you see? I've always tried to please. I wore ribbons and jewelry and makeup and perfume and dresses down to my knees. You said that it's a phase, just something I'd outgrow. But I got a girlfriend and she's got a lawn that I'd sure like to mow. Go on and wish that Brad Pitt would come along. But I prefer Madonna in a lacy thong.
Hello there. Hi, you're listening to show number 16 of the Lesbian Mafia, and I'm your host, Sandy. I'm your host. Imagine that. So happy New Year. Can't forget to mention that. So I hope that you enjoyed your holiday season and had a wonderful New Year. My holiday season had just a little bit to be desired this year, if I'm going to be perfectly honest. Yeah. But I'm telling myself that there's always next year, right? There is. Yeah. And what else? Oh, it's been Christian month. I guess December is Christian month on the Lesbian Mafia's MySpace. I didn't realize that, but apparently it was. I've been getting lots of requests for friendship on MySpace from Christians who don't really say anything. Why don't they say anything? Why? And then they'll just subtly drop by and say, may Jesus the Lord bless you. And then I'll go on their page to see, you know, why they're leaving things like crucifixes on my page and that sort of thing. And then I'll see that they have these like strange videos on how to convert your sexuality, that they used to be a lesbian, but they're no longer a lesbian. I don't know why these converted lesbians are still doing MySpace searches for lesbians. I think that's bizarre. You would think that probably now that you're no longer a lesbian that you would not do searches on networking websites clicking on lesbian. I would think that you would probably click on male heterosexual. I don't know. I'm sensing a little bit of unresolved issues there. Just sensing. I could be wrong. I don't know. I do think it's a little bizarre, you know. What are you going to do? But that's just me, you know. So I say to you, converted lesbians, if you're listening to this show, and when you listen to, you know, all of the lesbians on this show talk to each other, and you say to yourself, why am I moist? Humph! Humph! If you find yourself doing that, humph! Why am I moist? I hasten to say, I think you're a fucking mental case. That's what I hasten to say. So yeah, so that's where I'm at with that. So what else? A very good friend of mine who does Chick Bar in the Tampa-St. Petersburg area in Florida. They're having some pretty exciting events coming up over the next couple of months. This Sunday, January 6th, they're having an L Word premiere hosted by the Human Rights Campaign and Showtime. So that's going to be pretty exciting. And then on Friday, January 25th, they're going to be hosting a Lesbian Mafia Night. And, you know, they'll be doing shots and t-shirts and that type of thing. And, you know, we'll think of some things to make that exciting. And on Friday, February 8th, Dani Campbell will be hosting a night at Chick Bar. And for 2 hours, she will do whatever you want her to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and you can befriend Chick Bar at myspace.com/Chick Bar, CHIQBAR. Very good people. And they do a really nice party down there. And they're open from 6 to 2 a.m. Tuesday through Sunday, and they're at 49 North 66th Street, and they do a power hour. From when is that power hour? Because they do it. I think it's from 9 to 10, the power hour. Why didn't I write that down? Yes, they do a power hour from 9 to 10 with free liquor and beer, which sounds like a very good idea. So don't say that I have not contributed to alcoholism in the gay and lesbian community, because I have. I've done more than enough to contribute to the horrifying rates of alcoholism among our community. I will probably, 5 years from now, I will probably have to have a Lesbian Mafia AA, which is not a funny thing at all. But anyway, so, you know, once in a while, there's nothing wrong with a drink here or there. I mean, you know, just don't be excessive about it. And nobody will hate you. Okay, so I hope you enjoy what it is that we've put together for you here today. I'm not sure what it is, but it's here. So, yeah. Okay, are you with me?
I am with you.
Okay, I have a question.
What's the question?
What's your opinion on nipple clamps?
Nipple clamps?
What's your thought on that?
That is painful.
What about ones that are adjustable?
Adjustable?
Yeah. You know, just looking around at some toys.
And I never really thought about that. To me, I just see nipple clamps as S&M, and it's painful, and I never really put much thought into it.
No, they have them where they're adjustable, and you turn it, and it could, you know, it gets tighter or looser.
I mean, I guess I could think about it. It probably could be fun.
Yeah.
I think about it.
Yeah, the one that I'm looking at right now, it's they have beads, like little light beads that hang on them, and then you just, you know, you clip them on, and you know.
You know what? It actually could be interesting, because now that you're jarring my memory, I actually at one point was thinking that I wanted to pierce my nipples, because for some reason, when my I'm very stimulated by my nipples being like pulled or squeezed. So that could be interesting.
Right, right. But then wouldn't that hurt, though?
I don't know. I guess it's a good hurt.
But getting like a needle through it probably hurts, though.
Oh, yeah, that will hurt. That probably hurts. But my friend did it, and she was like, hey, it didn't hurt that much. But maybe she's have a higher tolerance for pain.
She might.
Yeah, she was like, it didn't hurt. I was like, that's got to hurt. And I didn't do it because I was afraid that it's going to hurt.
What do you think about pulse vibrating nipple clamps?
Pulse vibrating? Sandy, what the hell are you doing?
It's the same concept. It, like, it goes on your nipple and you could put it at whatever pressure you want.
Mm-hmm.
And then it comes with like this little remote and it sends pulsations.
I don't know. I don't know if I would like it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Pulsating?
A little vibration.
I'm very sensitive in that area. Things could annoy me or make me nuts in 2 seconds.
I'm a little, my curiosity is piqued with the vibrating nipple clamps. Very intrigued.
You want to try it? I guess you have to go try it. But that's definitely a personal preference thing.
Now, I'm just afraid that they might hurt if they're just hanging on there.
You might be able to deal with it according to how much, like, you know, some people like their nipples pulled really hard or squeezed really hard. According to what you like, it might not be such a big deal.
I used to have this girlfriend that she used to, like, practically abuse my breasts.
Like, you know, had it, like, after the whole ordeal, you're like, God damn. Like, when it was happening, it was good, but then afterwards, it was like, ooh.
I was thinking of dialing 911.
Like, what? You know, no, like, afterwards, you look at them and you're mad at them. You're like, God, what, do you have to be like that?
That's exactly the way I was feeling. I was like, what in the fuck are you doing? What are you doing? And then you don't want to insult them and make them think that they're bad lovers. I think that some people should be a little more considerate in the sack and be a little bit more careful with your breasts.
Yeah, because, you know, there are times when, like, after the fact, like, in the middle of it, it feels good and you like it, but then after the fact, it's like, God, like, I get a little annoyed, like, God, I want you to pull it, but you don't have to pull it that freaking hard. Like, you get a little annoyed, like, you know, be a little considerate, like.
Yeah, and don't come chewing. Don't come chewing this way. Unless you want to slap. Because it'll just be a reaction. It won't even be something that, like, you know, I'm doing intentional. It's just going to be like, oops, I smacked your face. Sorry.
Right.
Yeah. You know, I think that's a dominating thing. I think that they think that they're being dominating. When right. I just think they're being repulsive. What do you think about that?
You think they're being repulsive?
I think they're repulsive. And it makes me never want to ever touch you again. Because right. By the time, like, they've already done it. By the time you're like, hey, hey, whoa, whoa, ow.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, whoa, whoa, ow, hey. It's like it's already done. And to me, that kind of pain is an instant, immediate turn off.
Right, right, right.
It's dry. Dry makes me very dry. Dry city.
I see what you're saying.
Makes me very upset.
Then the person has to know that right from the beginning. Very sensitive. Don't do it. It's not going to work with
you. You shouldn't have to tell somebody. Don't chew.
But some people, like, you know,
breasts are not for chewing.
Some people might think that you something they like it. They might have experienced somebody that was like, okay, bite it, bite it, or something like that. Yeah. Or chew on it or something. So then they think that everybody likes it. So you have to tell them, okay, that's what you might have done, but not with me.
Well, somebody might get kicked between their legs if they don't watch out. All right, that's enough. Hi, Shelley. We're taping.
Oh, okay. Hi.
You think it's nice to make fun of me and my sinuses? You think that's nice?
Well, it's not nice, but it's actually kind of funny because I'm on the phone and I hear, ah, ah, ah.
Why? Because I have a facial massager for my sinuses and you think that's that's cause to make fun of me? You think that's nice?
Oh, no, I don't think that's nice. And sometimes I just question, like, is she using a vibrator or is she massaging her face?
So sometimes you imagine that I may be using a vibrator.
I thought one time. time. You were. I'm like, okay, I've got like two things. I'm like, is that a vibrator or is she shaving her face?
Wait, let me get it for you. Hold on. This is my facial massager. It's my facial massager. Not that I don't have vibrators. Oh, I just put it against the phone. It could also double as a vibrator if I wanted it to. But I use this one strictly for my face.
Yeah, that's what they all say.
Yeah, but so, you know, I don't think it's nice for you to make fun of my sinuses. Just because I won't read 55 paragraphs. Dying. Just because I won't read 55 paragraph emails from you. And I don't even know what that email was about. What was it about? And all I wrote back to you was, if you think I'm reading this, you're out of your mind. I didn't even read it. What was that spam email that you sent me that you expected me to read? Was it something
That's
about...
That's not a spam email. That was a Jesus email. You're a freaking atheist.
You're the
That's
atheist.
That's great for you tonight.
You're the atheist. You're the one that runs around with a Jason mask on your face.
That's just for sheer entertainment purposes only.
That's satanic. You're the devil.
I'm not the devil.
Just because you run around with an axe and a Jason mask doesn't mean that you should blame me for your evil. The evil that you do with that Jason mask, I'm thinking of calling the local church on you.
Okay, well, you call the local church on me.
Can you tell me what you told me about? That you saw that you didn't like?
The thing is disturbing. It makes me want to vomit. And I do not see how heterosexuals can have sex without puking their heads up.
So what was it that happened? Go ahead, tell me what happened.
Oh, my God. That lady, I swear, she must have been the most flexible person I've ever seen in my whole entire life. I mean, okay, here we go. Man, Sandy. So, anyways, I've never watched porn before, and I thought I'd give it a shot.
Right.
So, I got curious, and I downloaded some soft porn.
So how old are you? You're in your 30s, right?
Yes, I'm in my 30s. I'm 32, for God's sake.
Oh, okay, well, don't hurt yourself. Don't hurt yourself.
Well, anyway.
And you've never seen not one porn in your entire life, and you're 32.
Yeah, I don't have any interest in it. I find it disgusting.
Yeah, right. Okay, understandable. All right, so go ahead.
And if you need that stuff to get turned on, obviously you got some mental issues. Okay.
Okay.
Anyways, I was curious, so I downloaded some soft porn, and oh my God.
How about, it's not so much that you were curious, maybe you were horny.
No, I was horny, Sandy. Madison, oh my God, I can't believe you said that. Oh, God.
Why were you downloading porn?
Okay, I did it
because you're a degenerate. You're a degenerate.
I did it because I keep hearing all these people talking about, well, I watched this. Well, I wanted to see what the hype was.
Who in particular said, oh, I watched
this?
Well,
you talked about it. My cousins talked about it. I mean, everybody in the world seems to. And I downloaded it.
Okay, so what were you expecting?
I don't know. I just wanted to see what everybody was talking about. So I watched it. And it was gross.
So what happened?
Well, the guy had the girl squashed up on a desk with her face up against the wall. And I'm like, my God. It was like a barbaric torturing thing. I don't know. It was gross. And then he had her in some god-awful position. I swear this woman was flexible. She must have been an acrobat or something. And I mean, she was on the floor, legs spread, eagle, and he was like, blah, 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 pounding her, and her neck's hitting the ground going, doink, doink, doink. My gosh.
Right, right.
And then he swings around, and he's getting her from the back, and she took it up the no-no area like it was nobody's business. Come on, that thing is stretched the hell out.
Yeah, she sounds like a real trooper.
I mean, I couldn't get it out of my head. After I watched it, it was just playing over and over my head, and I was like, ooh, I wanted to hurl.
So now, at no point did you say to yourself, wow, I really wish that I was straight.
Definitely not. At one point or another, I've actually questioned myself, should I ever have sex again in my life? Because it was so gross. What?
So you have post-traumatic stress disorder from watching your first porno flick?
Yeah, I think I need a therapist. I really do. Well, actually, I've got it out of my head. Thank God. I've cleansed my mind with nothing but peaceful thoughts and a lot of peaceful music and a lot of funny stuff, and now it's out of my head. And thank you for letting me actually relive my nightmare all over again.
I'm very sorry that I had to do this to you.
Oh, Jesus.
How was your New Year, Shelley?
Well, you know, I was okay. Could have been better, though.
All right, well, say Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy New Year, everyone.
Thanks, Shelley.
Thank you, Sunday.
Hi, Lolly.
Hi.
So you want to tell me a little bit about your...
Yeah, I was back home like 2 weeks ago. My dad was like, oh, I need a new phone. My phone, I take it with me to work every day and it gets ruined. And he's got like this really deep accent. And so I'm like, okay, I'll get you a new phone because his phone's on my line. So I'm online, I order him a phone, blah, blah, blah. The basics, like the digits, the hang up, and like, you know, the dial, that's it. Like, that's it. No, nothing extravagant, no nothing.
Right, because they get overwhelmed very easily.
Yeah, he's very ancient. He's old school. Although he talks, I'm like, he'll call me randomly out of nowhere just to shoot the shit. I don't understand it. But
By accident.
And sometimes by accident, sometimes he'll call and he'll go to my voicemail, and I hear him on his way to work, like, just, like, losing it in the car.
Because he forgot to hang up or didn't know how to hang up properly?
Or it didn't even know that he dialed. It's happened over a dozen times.
Right.
So I call him today. I'm like, Dad, I got you the new phone. He goes, oh, okay, good. He goes, how much was it? I go, oh, don't worry about that. You know, I got it. And he's like, oh, okay, did you get it with a blue chip? I'm like, blue chip? I'm like, what? Is that a phone that I haven't heard of? I'm like, I go, Dad, what's a blue chip? He goes, you know, the blue chip. He goes, I got the new Lexus and I want the blue chip for my car, so I don't have... I'm like, the Bluetooth? He goes, yeah, the blue chip. And I'm like, the man doesn't even know how to use the navigation system in his car and he wants a Bluetooth phone so that he can speak like hands-free.
So now you have to go back on and buy him a blue chip? Did you know that it's 16 degrees here tonight and it's like the windshield, it's like it feels like it's 16 below. Did you know that?
Oh, yes, I did. You know why? Because I always check the temperature in New York. I don't know, I'm obsessed. It's like this OCD thing that I got in my phone. I have three places. I have Cali, Miami, and New York. And today, a couple of my coworkers, they're going to New York. I'm like, do you guys know how cold it is? It's 16 degrees! I thought you guys are complaining about 40. Oh, my God, it's been 47 degrees in Miami for the past 2 days. Everybody is out wearing, like, coats and, like, scarves. And I'm, like, chilling in a T-shirt. You know what I mean? I don't understand what's so cold.
What's
47 degrees to me is great.
Right. What was the weather like in L.A. last week?
Oh, it was cold. It got down to, like, the 30s. I mean, for L.A., it got down to, like, the 30s, and it got really cold at night, and it was raining every day. And
right.
It was nice, but, I mean, it was, like, bone-chilling cold, you know?
Right.
It was fucking freezing.
Wow. What's your New Year's resolution?
Save enough money and move and have it, you know, be smooth and comfortable, you know? I'm not going to spend all my money and... Because I'm a shopaholic. I go shopping all the time. It's like my therapy.
Okay.
You need to go shopping. And so I'm going to try and save money. That's my resolution. You know, not the whole, oh, I'm going to start going to the gym. Oh, fuck that. What's yours?
I have a few resolutions.
I'm going to hear them.
Well, I blogged about it. One of them is to stop being a people pleaser. And to, you know, think of myself and what's in my best interest first before I think about what other people want from me. You know, a lot of the time, sometimes just because people want something, I just automatically feel like I have to do it. And
like you're obligated.
Yeah, just because they want it, even if it's irrational or, you know, like I just automatically feel like I have to do it. And that has a lot to do with, it has a lot to do with my uterus.
It all stems from the uterus. You know what? You know what I have to say to those people? Fuck them. You know why? Because when you're down and out, they're nowhere to be found, Sandy.
You know, I mean this with everybody, like friends, family, people, acquaintances.
Yeah.
If somebody wants me to do something, I just automatically feel like I have to oblige them. I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is.
What the fuck are you, Mother Teresa? What the fuck? Well,
yeah,
who are you?
I know. I'm coming down. That's my New Year's resolution, is I'm coming down off the cross.
Thank you. About goddamn time. Shit.
And I'm going to be a lot more, you know, I'm going to do what I want.
Are you going to come to Miami? Because, you know, I miss you.
Yeah, this would be a good time to come to Miami right now, as a matter of fact.
It'd be a great time to come.
Yeah, what do you got going on down there for me? Give me...
down here?
Give me some motivation.
What?
Give me some motivation to want to come. Come on, think of something. Give me some
motivation. Yeah. Well, the sun.
Yeah, that's not going to do it. What else you got for me?
Weather won't bring you down. Just me knowing me. Me being here for you isn't enough motivation for you to come down. You won't come down?
I'll go down.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll go down.
Definitely. I love you, Lolly.
Love you, too.
It's party time. It's party time tonight. Tonight it's party time. It's party time tonight. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. What are you doing?
Drawing myself.
Because I can't hear you, Biatch.
Hold on, Biatch.
Tonight I celebrate my love for you. And you, are you lost? What are you doing?
Putting on.
It's like I have all freaking day. Like I have all. Save your breath, and my patience. Before anyone gets home.
Isn't it easy at all? Cause we gotta hang in there.
How about his hair? Secret love.
That's what we are.
How about that outfit she was wearing? Trying so hard to hide.
Remember this? How did you know my heart's been exposed? You found out I got a crush on you. How did you know my... Hey, Sandy Pandy. Sandy, I'm in misery. I'm ready, sucker.
Okay.
I'm ready, sucker. I'm Aunt Esther.
I am so hot right now. I have on a long sleeve shirt. It's boiling.
You see? Chicka boom, 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 boom.
You're going to make me choke. Okay. Hold on. Let me grab my juice. So before you, what did you ask me? Do what you wanted to do before.
I thought your first experience was with Angelina Jolie. Well, a.k.a. Angelina Jolie. But,
No.
Oh.
You're going to get me in trouble, so I'm ending this. Goodbye, Loa. So, I am very glad that we had this time together. And what else? I'm not really sure what else. I don't know what you're doing with the rest of this week or the rest of this day or whatever time of the day that it is that you're listening. I don't know what it is you're going to be doing with yourself for the rest of it. But I certainly hope that it is enjoyable for you. Yeah, I'm not really sure what I'm saying here, you know, but I do love all of the emails and everything that you guys send, and, you know, sometimes, and I'm not even kidding, sometimes it just
totally makes my day to get an email that's, you know, really sincerely written and that says that you like me. So that low self-esteem is a terrible thing. So I like when you say you like me. And never say that you don't unless you want to see me crumble. And I crumble easy. But yeah, so I would like to give a shout out to a fellow podcast on the Podomatic website, and they're in the top something or other. But when I'm not obsessing over my own show, I'm listening to the I'm Going to Kill You podcast, which they're both located in New York City now. And they're two homosexuals that I like listening to. I like listening to them. So you could find them on MySpace at I'm Going to Kill You podcast. And I'm digging you. I'm going to kill you. I could like break out into song right now and start singing a lot of things that would rhyme with I'm going to kill you. But a lot of them are like just really, it's bad news. It's bad news. So I won't do it. It'll be really offensive. And, you know, God knows I have to watch what I say. What are you going to do? But yeah, so what else? Okay, so, you know, really, thanks so much for listening. And whatever it is that you're doing, whatever it may be. I don't know. Sometimes I hump my pillow. Do you do that? I don't, what are you going to do, you know? Yeah. You know, I'm just wondering. You know, I'm just wondering what it is that you do with your days. Like, what do you do? Like, what do you do with your days? I'm like, I'd like to know. I'm going to be off then, and I just don't want to say goodbye. But okay, I have to. So, all right, I love you guys, and I will talk to you again very soon. Bye bye. But I got a girlfriend, and she's got a lawn that I'd sure like to mow. Go on and wish that Brad Pitt would come along, but I prefer Madonna in a lacy thong. And I'm a lesbian, I don't like nothing swinging between their legs. Yeah, I'm a lesbian, I don't know why God gave me eggs. When I have sex, it's fun and clean, and no man can jump in between. No, I don't need no magic wand. I'm a lesbian. They talk behind my back and criticize my life, but I get no complaints from Lou Diamond Phillips' wife.
When does cheerleading practice start? Hey there, cutie.